Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Why do we do that? Why do we do that every Sunday?
Well, it's
because we love sheep.
How come we don't just come on and say, welcome to the Sip and Chew, to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show?
Well, usually I'm vamping, waiting for you to get through gossiping on Facebook, talking about somebody who's dating who behind somebody's back.
Plus, you want to find out if all that investment you made in musical singing training, you know, if it worked.
Nope, it didn't.
Okay.
Nope, it didn't.
Well,
anyway,
in all respect, I went to a junior college, so it wasn't that expensive.
I did too, buddy. I did too.
I did
enroll at Auburn to be an architect, but housing market went belly up, so I withdrew.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, no one's ever going to want a house again.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. This industry's over. People are going back to caves.
There you go. Living in lean-tos.
Man,
but
my father was a wise man, but the one really bad advice he gave me in high school was, son, take that scholarship, go be a band director. Computers are a fad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was set to go to...
How'd that work out?
I was set to go to the old Southwest Technical College to study computer and computer repair. And then some dude said, you play trombone real purdy. Why don't you come over to Mississippi, play trombone purdy for free? Okay.
Yeah, and where are you now?
Pretty successful career, I think. I spent seven years in Nashville before becoming a chef. And
okay.
Using the same creative. It's amazing to me when I look back over my career how much of it got started by being a music major in Mississippi, because there was a lot of travel involved then that wasn't my dad taking us through the same drive-through. We got to get in and off and back on that interstate as fast as possible. So whatever drive-through is where we're gassing up, that's what we're eating kind of thing. And I got to expand like that. And it was now once we got where we were going, we did stuff. But when we were traveling from Mobile to wherever we were going,
yeah,
every minute was to be spent either sleeping or driving until we got where we were going.
My dad was kind of the same way.
Yeah, yeah, that was a generational thing.
And
my mom used to always go, Harold, we built in two extra days so that you could veer off the path and go see Chief Joseph's grave if you want to. It was a Nez Perce chief that he really looked up to.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the greatest tacticians in U.S. history, military-wise, and he's famous for his surrender speech where he said, where the sun sets now, I will fight no more forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was that?
It was on the, I believe, the Montana or Washington, in that area, right on the Canadian border. He was trying to get the Nez Perce across the Canadian line because the U.S. Cavalry was pursuing them because of what the Lakota did to Custer.
Yeah.
The Nez Perce were on their way, but they weren't actually part of it, but they didn't care. They were going to kill everybody.
So did y'all pull off and see the biggest ball of twine? And
no, we didn't.
I was thinking same thing.
Or the world's biggest frying pan?
We didn't ever pull off and look at any of that. It's like, if you can see it from the interstate at 70 miles an hour, have at it.
Hey, you know, if you're in a motorhome, it is hard to go see the sights sometimes.
It's one of those, it's one of those scenes from American Vacation, Chevy Chase. They stand on the edge of the Grand Canyon, just bob their head a little bit. Yeah, okay, we saw it. Let's go.
Yeah.
That would probably be my wife.
Yeah. Now, if we stopped for something, we stayed. And usually it was whatever we wanted to see, like Mount Rushmore. We drove to Rapid City, got a hotel room. We stayed the night in Rapid City, ate at the A&W, had my first pizza burger there. And then the next day, we went to Mount Rushmore and did the Mount Rushmore stuff, came back, stayed another night. Okay. The next morning, we got up and headed for Yellowstone.
All right. Yeah. See, I've never seen any. I was within 50 miles of when I had to go up to state New York, go to Hammondsport, the Finger Lake region, pick up some wine, bring it back. It's cheaper for me to drive up there, spend 4 days doing it, coming back, than it was to pay a truck to go get it and bring it to us.
Right.
So I drove up there, spent a long weekend, went up there and got it. Within 50 miles of Niagara Falls, didn't know it.
Yeah.
and I would have just pulled off and stayed. That was the 50 miles I wished I hadn't gone to Jack Daniels. Because
all they say, the point if you can't drink nothing?
Jim Beam is like 4 miles off the interstate.
Yeah.
All right. You're driving down I-65 and it says Jack Daniels next right, next exit. And you get off of that exit and there's a sign that says Jack Daniels this way.
How many miles was it?
About 55.
Yeah.
And it didn't tell you that. You get there and you can't drink anything, sample anything. And then it's another 55. So it's 110 miles round trip.
We went to a little town in Kentucky. I think it was Elizabethton or Elizabethtown.
Elizabethtown.
And you could smell bourbon in the air.
Oh, you could smell it as you're driving down.
It was the equivalent of a paper
mill.
What a
segue, Charlie. Mike and I will be peering today at Bourbon by the Bay. Working in the VIP area with Halls. We're going to be throwing out some sausages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I got some of those coffee-rubbed roasted sweet potatoes that you couldn't keep your fingers out of last time.
Coffee-rubbed what?
Roasted sweet potatoes.
Man.
Yeah. They were so good.
Yeah. And I will be selling those for anybody that wants to serve them at their Thanksgiving dinner. You can just go to @ChefStuartRebDonald on the Facey Spacey and hit me a message. But if you go to the page, you'll see I got a list of the gourmet mac and cheeses I'm offering. I'm doing those. I'm also going to do a duck fat roasted Yukon potatoes with rosemary.
Ooh. Whoa. Where is this going to be and when?
You can just message me and order it, and I will drop it. It's for people that want to get stuff for Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, New Year's Eve.
Well, will it keep that long?
Well, yeah, the cutoff to order for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're just taking the orders.
Yeah, yeah, it's the 21st.
And how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, go to Facebook page, @ChefStuartRebDonald.
Stuart Reb, R-E-B,
yes, Donald. That's me.
That's short for Rebel?
It is short for Reb.
Oh, okay.
My dad was in the Air Force in Washington State, which is where all the Nez Perce stuff comes in. He was the only guy on the base from the South, and they wanted to call him Johnny Reb, and he didn't like that. So then they wanted to call him Rebel. He said, I don't like that either. There was also only one black guy on the base, and he said, Charles Bronson played a cowboy named Reb once. And my dad said, well, if it's good enough for Charles Bronson, it's good enough for me.
There you go.
There you go. Well, so, I think that's pretty exciting, Stu. And I wanted to add one other thing, too. We didn't make any money off of it. But day before yesterday, we expanded my grilling experience.
Ruh-roh.
You used your mat?
Three vegetables, and I grilled some pineapple.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
Made from a raw pineapple. It wasn't
best way
can.
To do it. Best way to do it. Yeah,
and it was so good.
There is something. I guess it's the pasteurization process or whatever when they can pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Just about all the health benefits of it are lost when they can it.
Yeah,
and like I say, I think it's pasteurized. I mean, it's still going to have the vitamins stuff like that, but pineapple juice is the best cough suppressant on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be fresh squeezed. The stuff in a can doesn't do the job.
So, I tried to drink a bunch of it when I had COVID, but it was the peanut butter
and the fried egg pureed into it. Wasn't
well, it was just too much for the pineapple juice. Didn't work.
Well, there's also with pineapples, you have to realize there's an enzyme in there that attacks proteins and breaks it down. If you eat too much pineapple or drink too much pineapple juice, your mouth will feel like it's on fire. So you also have to look out for that as well.
Well, I would encourage people to invest in some grill mats and try it. You know, it really added a lot to our meal.
Well, I buy those little aluminum things that are throwaway. You can use them a few times and then
throw them away.
That's why they're a throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's how funny how that works out, isn't it?
Hey, you guys have heard of the Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, they make a fine beer.
And I want to put our listeners to the test.
Okay.
If you can find out the maximum amount of wine that could be consumed by talk show hosts during a one-hour period, we'd like to know. 'Cause,
if we set that, we get $1 million, don't we?
I think.
That used to be the thing. If you officially set a Guinness Book of World Records record, they gave you $1 million.
I say that because Mike's got four bottles of different kinds of wine in front of him.
Well, he usually got that in his pockets.
I won't be consuming any right now.
Are you feeling bad? Do you have too much Saturday night?
No, I just I'm real. I went to bed at
251-343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Use it. Same number as calling. Rolling sea and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them. Mobile Bay, magnolia leaves, sweet Rosalie.
The sun was barely coming up on the wrong side of Chicago, and I was cold and hungry, and all the wine was gone. People passed and pointed, said, there's another wino. They didn't know that one more time my dreams would take me home. Back to Mobile Bay, magnolia blossom. Dan Brennan here. Join me Monday morning in Mobile Mornings around 8:50. I'm going to talk to attorney Walter Guin with Herlihy Family Law about the different child custody cases that Herlihy Family Law manages for their clients right here on FM Talk 106.5.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
If you're interested in serving as a Fort Morgan ambassador, contact the Alabama Coastal Foundation, 251-990-6002. Starting May 15th, our friendly ambassadors spend about 2 hours before sunset each day walking the beach, educating visitors about picking up belongings and filling holes, which help sea turtles and people too. Ambassadors only walk one to a few evenings a week and earn $10 an hour. More at joinacf.org.
Hello friends, this is Randy Bergen, host of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, and I want to personally invite you to tee it up with me every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. following the popular Prep Sports Report. We'll talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, and yes, we'll talk some football as well. We'll have great guests from the sports world, we'll give away a ton of golf, and we'll have some giggles along the way. Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show with me, Randy Bergen, Saturdays beginning at 10 a.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That is some fine bacon.
And some fine, fine, fine pork belly.
Yeah, the burgers out there are great, too. You know where else you can get a great burger, Mike?
Where?
Butch Cassidy's Cafe with their now famous Butch Burger.
Wow.
And I understand from the folks at Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats, Butch Cassidy's buys a lot of pork chops from them.
Do they?
Yeah, because you can, if you're a restaurant, you can go to Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats in Chickasaw there on Iroquois, and you can get pork chops.
I think anybody can go there, can
right,
you too.
Right.
That's you didn't just tell a trade secret, did you?
No, not at all. They actually are sponsoring this show, so we'll tell people about
secrets
that.
Secrets are good.
Yeah, so when you eat at Butch's, you're teaming up with Hall's.
That's it.
It's fantastic stuff.
And there's some other sponsors.
Yeah, we have a few.
Yeah, I was at the Bob's Downtown Diner yesterday.
You.
It's at the corner of Fat Abbey.
Was that your first visit?
And there was place was crawling with cops.
Oh, good.
Crawling with cops.
Good.
And
the but red they were light was ready, on at Krispy Kreme.
They were getting ready. They were getting ready to, you know, the, get ready for the parade downtown with the football thing going on.
Oh yeah.
And
that brings a lot of people downtown.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
I remember being down there last year for
it. I never heard so many people order a Bailey special. And there was a lot of Bailey specials ordered yesterday. While I was there.
Any of them by you?
No, I didn't order one.
Named after you?
Yes, named after me. There, well, they have things on the menu named after people, famous people that hang out there.
Plus Mike.
And me too. And yeah. And then we want to thank our fine folks over at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Went there the other night and had a great time.
Yeah,
had a great time. Met some new people I'd never met before. And
well, that's the definition of new people.
That's it.
And you didn't forget David, did you?
Well, oh, no. We're working on
it,
Charlie.
We're still talking on it.
Yeah, okay. We're still talking.
I'm just trying to look out for the
just
twins.
Taking one at a time here. And then,
because we had to take them two at a time.
Sitting here talking about if we're going to hear from David or from Danny today, because Danny is in Dallas with the World Food Championship.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where David is. I hadn't heard from David
He may be out there being the silent power behind the entire thing. I've kept up a little bit with what's going on and out there, and I forget who it was. One of my friends finished top 10 in bacon, which is always cool. And that's the one you would want to judge, isn't it? Bacon.
Pretty much all of them. Yeah, bacon would be great. Bacon in Dallas.
Yeah.
Bacon in Dallas.
So hopefully we'll get a Calametti that either reaches out today or next week. Because I believe it's still going on today, so they're probably quite busy. But if you want to know what's going on with Alabama Coasting, you can go to their Facebook page or the website at alabamacoasting.com.
You know, and there's a lot of things coming up ahead with the holidays related to that. So we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, you know, the big holiday is still well off. I mean, Groundhog's Day is not for another 4 months.
Can we talk about the wine?
For Groundhog's Day? Time,
Charlie found some wines here, folks.
Four bottles that were stored in a closet somewhere here at the radio station.
And that's a good way to store. That's a good way to store.
In the dark, not refrigerated.
As long as there's no electronics or anything.
No, I don't think so. It was a back closet.
Yeah, nothing to produce heat is what you're
getting. Somebody stuck them in there and like promptly forgot they were there.
Well, a few of these, it's a good thing they forgot them. So. But one that Charlie showed me was the Stump Jump.
Yeah.
Stump Jump's from Australia.
I hear that is a good... Is that a Shiraz?
This is 100% Shiraz.
And Australia does that grape well.
Actually, it can be 65% and still be called Shiraz.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., it has to be 75% to be called just the one name. And I've got one here. It's a blend, which I'm going to – but, see, they did put the word Shiraz here, and it could be a blend, but as long as it's 65 or more percent – they can call it Shiraz.
Shiraz was a big hit a few years ago.
Well, it's the same thing.
It?
It's Syrah. It's the same grape, Syrah, and especially from the Cote d'Aron region. And they use a lot of Syrah in California, of course. And now they're starting to use a lot of it down in Argentina and Chile. But this is the Stump Jump. And
read the next three words, Mike.
And they kind of mean something.
I thought it was an eye test.
I did too, it's but kinda, then it turns into gibberish.
It can be. It can. Some of these can be.
I thought
bad
it was.
Meanings.
I thought it was inspirational quotes from former coach Ed Orgeron.
It sounds like it, though.
Yeah. It could have been.
Because that first word is, oh, rah, rah, rah.
Okay, yep. The vintage on that is 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still safe to drink it?
Oh, my God,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Set that over in the Charlie take-home stack. And I must apologize. I was going to bring my red Solo cups up here so we could taste it with class. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody stole them all. I've got to find me one of those ambulance-chasing attorneys.
You cannot proceed to party yet, sir.
That's
now,
right.
See, right, we talked about Shiraz. This is Shiraz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is from the Hedge family. In Washington State.
What's the label?
Well,
CMS,
okay.
It's from the Hedge family. And this is a 2017.
So it's still good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to go bad for a long
time. Well,
they
can if they're not stored properly. But we were talking about the Shiraz. See, this is a Bordeaux style.
Yeah, and it's a blend of what, three wines?
It's Cabernet, Merlot, and Syrah. Which is the same grape as Shiraz. Well, there is a wine called Syrah.
Yeah, there's no way they'd miss something.
And so, in the U.S., they normally used to call this Syrah, but now they've gotten to where they use the word Shiraz because they give in. Yeah. And
What would each of the three wines bring to that bottle then?
Depends, I guess, on how much of each they have.
Well, this being more Merlot, it's more of a Graves style,
sweet and fruity
Bordeaux.
Oh no.
No, this is going to be dry.
Okay.
But that should be a wonderful. Washington State makes wonderful Merlot wine right now. That's
Before
probably
you
the
move
best
on
Merlot.
That, you say it's probably going to be Merlot-centric or predominantly. I'm looking at the grapes listed in order, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and then the Syrah. Now,
well,
on an ingredient label, whatever you use the most is supposed to go first. Is it not that way with the wine label?
Okay. Not necessarily, but this is 69% Merlot.
Okay. So turn the label around, go by that.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that I read on that label, and I'd never heard of it before, the Columbia Valley American Uticultural Area.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Columbia Valley.
Viticultural area.
What does that mean?
That's
viticultural.
That's where they... That's their association down there.
I mean, where is it? Do you know?
Columbia Valley, Washington State.
Washington State. That's what I was trying to get at. Okay. Yeah. And I'm watching the clock. We're getting close.
All right. Now, you brought up a Cava.
Sparklings, right?
You know,
oh, Cava.
A Cava. Brut. And Brut.
Cava is the Spanish from sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine from Spain.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I'm a fan of Cava. Over Prosecco and some of the champagnes I've had, although I've also not had some of the best champagnes out there.
Yeah.
From the champagne. I've had some good ones.
And why is that called a sparkling wine?
Because it sparkles.
It's sparkling.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
got bubbles. You can't call it champagne.
Same thing. You can't call it champagne.
Champagne is sparkling wine.
There is, yes. Sparkling wine is not all sparkling wine is champagne, but champagne is sparkling wine. And so there's only one other way you could call it champagne. And that's the ones that have been made in California that were godfathered in before American Viticultural Group got sued and had to stop, cease.
Are they still running off of old champagne vines, though?
What were classified, yeah.
Yeah.
It said fermented in this bottle. Is that significant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it better than... having it fermented in some other kind of container?
Well, for sparkling, that's the only way you can ferment champagne or sparkling. It's in a bottle. You can't do it.
Okay.
You can't do it in the barrels.
All right. I want to get to this real quick. David Hubble. You know David Hubble.
Yeah, I heard of that.
He just said, PSA. Thank you, Facebook. The thing I'm about to read, it goes, you don't want to see that anymore. Let's move it. The original Order of Gumbo will be having a fundraiser next week at the Zebra. Stop it, Facebook. Club on DIP at 3 p.m. on Saturday. It just keeps moving it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now you interrupted yourself with Stop It Facebook. Well, say that again.
Yeah. The Royal Order of Gumbo will be having a fundraiser next week at the Zebra Club on DIP at 3 p.m. on Saturday. $15 entry will get you a chance at the Cast Next competition. Gumbo tasting, music, poetry. That's for you, Mike. And Little Gumbo and Merloton History Talk.
Cool.
Man, that sounds like a great event.
Sponsored by Hall Sausage.
Can I let the singer go now?
Yes, absolutely.
You're on, son.
That's the place that means the world to me. If you plan a vacation, you should choose Mobile, Alabama. You lose your blues. Sights down there you wanna see, including a brand new Dolphin Island beach. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. The place that means the world to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
That is the toughest judge on Food Network. If he says it's the best show on the radio, it's the best show on the radio. Take that, nappy voters.
You can take that to the bank.
Yeah. Tell me about this Viva de Vivre.
Continuing our wine discussion. How do you pronounce that, first of all?
It's Veuve du Verney.
No, it can't
Verney. It's
Veuve du Verney.
You don't say the R.
Oh, Verney. Just like they don't pronounce any consonants at the end of the
I'm saying they are. Can't you hear it? Verney.
Yeah. You sound more intelligent the more you try to say that. It's kind of like people with a British accent.
So anyway, it
we got to know they got a high IQ.
It is from France.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Benny Hill?
But that's it's not prominently displayed, isn't it?
It says on the front label it is a Brut. That's on the front label.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a champagne, but it is from France. And there's a bunch of these out there. And they all got all different kind of names added to them. And
is that a champagne?
No, it's a sparkling.
Okay.
This is not from Champagne. But let me see if there's something different about this one.
I wanted to ask you while you're looking. It says it's 11% alcohol,
mm-hmm.
Which would be 22 proof, I guess.
It's going to be dry.
What's the alcohol range in wines?
Usually not more than about 17 or 20, right?
Some of them go, the Old Vines Inns out of California can go up to 23. 25%.
But a typical bottle of wine would be around 11-12%?
12-15%.
Yeah.
Some are 9.
Now, I noticed that Southern Napa of Daphne had stuck their label on that.
Yeah.
Is that okay to do?
Yeah.
Kind of like a car dealer puts a sign on your new car?
They own it. When they bought it, they could stick their sticker on anything.
No, okay. Well,
you think that may have been part of the retail?
That's supply? At the retail level, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've looked at all four bottles of these wines. If we were going to try out for the Guinness Book of Records and open all four right now, which one would be safe to drink?
They're all going to be safe to drink, but my favorite would probably go after the Hedge family.
Yeah, and, the CMS.
Because it's from Washington State and it's a blend. It's Bordeaux style, it's a blend. But then my second choice would be to go after the Shiraz, because I'm a Shiraz lover.
The Stump Jump. Yeah.
That particular company from McLaren Valley, they're notorious for their thick and tenacious wines.
Okay, I know
a
lot of
hearty wines.
I know a lot of people that have wine refrigerators, but is it best to just keep them in the dark and
if
not
you store them, but when you go to serve them, you want to put a little chill on them, slight chill on them.
But for a long-term storage, like
bottom of your closet.
What happened here?
The bottom of your closet, as long as they're laying down. Bottom of your closet. Laying on their side.
Okay.
Now, this one here, this is a screw cap. You ain't got to worry about that.
But when do you have to turn the bottle?
The cork? They do that. The champagne people do that.
I mean, if it's in your closet, do you need to go in there periodically and
no,
pet it?
No.
Y'all ready for a phone
why would
call?
You let Why would you let wine sit so long that you?
Well, if you're
if you're a snob and you want to buy it for later and you can afford to buy wine and sit on it, then that's one thing.
I went to a store in Central Florida. This is a sidebar question. And there was one bottle of whiskey, I guess it was, and it was $499. I saw another one, which was just beautiful, for $5,200. Why in the world would anybody $5,200?
You said beautiful. What do you mean beautiful?
What do you mean beautiful?
The bottle?
Yeah, the bottle was just.
What did it look like?
It looked like a crystal chandelier.
Okay, that's probably the Louis.
But why would somebody pay that much for a bottle of anything?
Because at that point, you're talking about an investment. I mean, that's a commodity.
If Louis the 13th, one of those Louis something, the bottle is
worth more than the content.
The bottle is crystal, pure crystal.
Yeah.
What's the name? The famous crystal company.
Waterford and
Waterford.
Ireland?
Yeah. Waterford bottles.
Yeah.
I knew a restaurant here in Mobile on Airport Boulevard, a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And they sold a lot of it. I think it was called Louis 15. They sold a lot of it. They were throwing the bottles away.
Wow. Well,
when they were empty, they were throwing the bottles away.
So, but if it's over $10, you're a collector.
I guess. I don't know. We're going to have some nice ones after a while, nice bourbons later on. Mm-hmm. But let's bring up Cookie.
Okay. Let me find her. Cookie, are you there?
She's on the caller. She's caller one, Charlie.
Caller one. Hello, hello. Well.
Hello.
I'll bet she stepped away from the phone.
Hello.
There you go. Hey, Cookie.
Hey.
You there?
yes, sir. Always.
Now, you have a recipe for barbecued aluminum. Am I reading that correctly?
Absolutely. You know it, man. You got it. actually, the number of things that you were talking about and the time of the season. It's the time of the season. Back to the actual earth to whatever. It's a gardening time also. So we're also harvesting a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can be used to make spice wines.
You mean like for mulling, mulled wines?
I'm getting a lot of echo there. Can you help me out with that?
Turn your radio down if it's up.
I don't have the radio on, honey.
Well, just move the earpiece away from your ear. We're not hearing it here.
Yeah. So don't try and listen to what's going through the ear.
Okay. You mentioned pineapple, citrus, and spices. Mm-hmm. With our locally grown stuff, certainly satsumas. And for some lucky people, persimmons, and other lucky people, lemons. And all of that stuff can be used and or mixed with other things that you might want to ferment yourself. I mean, I got a little more. I'm very curious about fermentation myself, you know. So I'll be looking at those authors who do it so well. But the aluminum grill things, no, you don't put the aluminum in the wines, do ya? Come on. That, I don't think that's, even though we grow locally off-site.
Grilling was a little bit of an aside from the wine.
But the aluminum grill pans, no, but they are very, very useful to us who want to use these things. Down the road and, you know, reflect light to make it better for the things that you're trying to grow.
I see what you're saying.
Grow spices and such.
Harvesting more of the UV light.
And also wine corks, whether it's the, you know, now mostly of them are not the original corks. They're fine because they equal great barriers to put under seeds and, you know, seed trays and or cutting trays and that kind of stuff. Recycle, man. White Shiraz, you know, one of my very favorites, but I don't always necessarily drink all of it. So any wine that you have, if they start going bad, don't let that happen. Just make some vinegars out of it.
Yeah.
And or some salad dressings and stuff like that.
Or you could pour it on anthills.
Yeah. Or marinade. It's good
I
for marinade.
Pardon?
Use it for a marinade. Charlie wants you to pour it on an anthill and get the ants drunk. How about that? How about some drunk ants, Mike? What do you think about that?
No, there was somebody that proposed that on Bill's show. Put Perrier or something on it. On an anthill.
Huh, Perrier. That's an interesting comment.
Cookie, we need Thank to push. You. We need to push on. Thank
I'll
you for calling.
That one down.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Cookie. And keep warm. It's it's a wonderful day out there. I'm loving the weather.
Wonderful day to stay indoors.
Yeah, it's too beautiful out there.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of beautiful, neither of you goofballs bothered to get up and check out the moon, the eclipse, full eclipse of the moon.
I didn't want to. If you've seen one total
I've
eclipse,
seen it
you've
twice
seen
in
all.
My lifetime, and how many times, you know, I just like space shuttle flying. I mean,
really?
Because space station
I was
flying
up.
Over.
I was up. I went to Mare State Park.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the camping.
I'm not going to make y'all think that I set an alarm and got up to see the full moon. I forgot there was a full moon. I got up at 4 in the morning because I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking from my campsite to the wonderful restroom facilities they had there 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
That is a luxury. And
but I, think
I looked
a lot
up
of people,
and went, hey, that moon was completely full earlier. Oh, yeah. There's an eclipse.
Yeah, it's supposed to have been around 4. But I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a great campsite out there.
There is. And you even said that you didn't realize there was
I didn't. I've been to the park before, but I don't remember seeing the campground.
Yeah, it's almost all campground now.
It's across the street from Five Rivers Delta Center.
Now, is it tent camping?
Yeah, they have 10 primitive sites with electric and water, which is what I rented. Then they have a dozen or so that are just in the woods. Go find a spot, throw a tent down, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in the 30s, I want to say 36 or 37, but somewhere
chilly.
In the 30s, outstanding, completely paved RV slots with electric water hookups.
Yeah.
Just
I knew
beautiful.
About that. I didn't know about the tent.
Yeah, there's just a little section down at the end. Plus, they got 4 cabins out there, too.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Here's another bottle of wine.
A bottle of whites, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. Mm-hmm. A bottle of red, a bottle of whites.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
That's the star of Down Periscope.
Oh, yeah.
A star of Frasier, who I watch every night. I love the reruns of all TV shows. They're funnier now than they used to be. But I know what to do with those tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Eat them.
Put peanut butter and grilled pineapple.
Go to Bob's Downtown Diner. And they got tossed salad and they got scrambled eggs. You know, I've seen somebody eat a salad one morning for breakfast.
Here's a
I
question.
That was the weirdest thing.
Here's a question for Tony. Do they have PB&J sandwiches?
I don't know. They're not on my menu.
They could name it after me.
The Charlie what? Peanut.
Charlie Brown peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, okay. But I do know they had the Bailey's
Bailey's breakfast there. I finished that off for you.
Breakfast there. And a lot of the cops. And that's the most expensive item on the menu. Boy, thank you. Well, I don't get anything for it.
Right.
No commission on that
nothing,
breakfast.
Nothing. But anyway.
Except fame and
here's
fortune.
The thing. They just put Bailey. They don't put Mike Bailey. They put Bailey. and mm-hmm. it's like the Julie breakfast. Julie's a friend of mine. She's a real estate agent. They've got the Julie's breakfast there, and they got a couple other things named after people.
You know who doesn't have anything on the menu named after either one of us?
Who?
Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Well, you never know.
But they got stuff on the menu named after Butch Cassidy.
They do.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. the entire thing.
The world-famous burger.
Yeah.
It is world-famous now. Yeah. But Roy doesn't like – well, he doesn't mind me saying it, but whenever I say
– Mistake wings.
Mistake wings. And they got a new item now. They now have Chili Mac.
Ah.
Believe it or not, they got a key for it. Now, it's not on the menu.
Mm-hmm. Roy came out to Braided River.
Mac. Is there a secret word that you have to say to the server?
Chili Mac.
Chili Mac. Yeah.
Chili Mac.
They make the secret words real easy to figure out.
I'm going to write that down so I don't
Roy came out
it.
To Braided River week before last when you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me if I ever did Chili Mac. Yeah, I do. 100% ground beef, fire roasted tomatoes. He goes, yeah, Chili Mac's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been what it was. He's doing that Chili Mac now.
I saw him put... enter the key in for the, on the register so people could his servers could ring it up. But
what
you
about
know,
Le Bouchon wine?
They do not have chili.
They do not have chili,
but they have pimento cheese.
Is it just store bought stuff or what is it?
No. It's a homemade. It's a family secret. They have to kill you if they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's died from it yet. So David, that's the recipe his mama had when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
And that's what he grew up with, and it is fantastic.
And next week, we look forward to hearing from one of the Calmette brothers mm-hmm. about World Food Championships.
I was hoping to hear from one today. But.
Yeah, but it's going on. They're probably busy. You know, they represent Team Alabama, and they got a whole mm-hmm. team of Alabama chefs out there.
So go
they're,
team. Go
they're
team.
Wrangling and everything today, but you can keep up with what's going on at their Facebook page or on alabamacoasting.com. What are you doing later this afternoon, Mike?
I'm going to drink some bourbon.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm going to go down there at the Bourbon by the Bay.
I'm going to be there, too.
And we're going to be doing what?
We're going to be handling some Hall sausage.
Yes.
Hall sausage and wholesale meats got us going out there. I got venison sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I got mango habanero sausage.
Mm.
And I got the andouille. And then we're going to do it like it's charcuterie. Just they're already cooked and sliced out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have some cheese as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sauces. I've got a strawberry Jezebel sauce.
I love that Jezebel sauce.
It's great with pork, and it's a Mobile it's tradition. Good. Jezebel sauce is from Mobile.
You're just a Jezebel.
And it kills me. You look for recipes on it on the internet, and it calls for dry mustard. That's not in the original mm-hmm. recipe, because I got mine from late chef Fletcher Henderson, who was a historian on Mobile Foods. And he got the original Jezebel recipe from the Mardi Gras balls in the 30s. Four ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Apple jelly, pineapple or apricot preserves, horseradish, and black pepper, all in equal portions.
Did he have a book?
No, but he did a series of articles for Zelia every week where he went over the food history of Mobile.
Right.
And he was a tremendous resource for me, being a young writer there. Mm-hmm. Doing food writing and also being a young chef and him being
when did he pass?
In the last 10 years, numbers are all blurry.
I don't think it was that long ago, wasn't it?
No, it may not have been.
But yeah, he was,
and just a pioneer in this.
He was
industry.
A treasure for the Mobile area right. with our culinary
and I tell
scene.
People in the 1950s during the Jim Crow era, he was a black chef who ran a Chinese restaurant. That was full to the gills with white people in Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Crow Mobile. That's inspiring for everyone.
Absolutely.
Just great. And I have always honored what few conversations I got to have with Chef Henderson.
Right.
But I'm going to have some of that out there today. And we're going to have a little Bayou honey.
Bayou.
Yeah. And then this is what you really are going to be interested in. I'm going to have to keep your fingers off the coffee roasted sweet potatoes. Well, I already know about that.
You heard.
I have Old Bay walnuts and Nashville hot pecans.
Now, Old Bay walnuts.
I roasted walnuts with Old Bay seasoning on them.
Oh, that kind of Old Bay.
Yep. And then the Nashville
Old
hot
Bay,
is
Old Bay.
Pecans that I roasted with Nashville hot seasoning on it.
Cool.
And they are addictive too. Both of those, man, it's just like you eat one, you're like, oh, that's pretty good. And then like 5 minutes later, you go, I really want another one of those. So, like, every 5 minutes, you want a nut for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're just constantly wanting to eat these. So I think it's going to be pretty good. And I got mango 3 different ways, not including the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a nice little spread.
I've become a fan of mango.
It's a great fruit. It really is. It's delicious. Like, I had a friend that grew up in Barbados, and she said, we used to go out in the backyard when we wanted mango.
Yeah.
I went, oh, that must be awesome.
Poor girl.
Yeah, but that's going to be out. What is that called? A19? Is that the name of that space? It's out at Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Is where Bourbon by the Bay is going to be. And it's for a cause. It's for a great cause. And last year we went, and it was the first real event since the COVID ban had been lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to see everyone out there that we're in this industry with, from Frankie Little to Panini P to Jeremiah,
yeah,
everyone out there. Andy McDonald was there with the band playing. So it was
cool.
It was a good homecoming last year.
So what time is it today?
Starts at 3 o'clock.
Just 3 hours and a minute or so from now.
That's it. Yep. I got
to
go do some
shopping. You got time to watch the Saints lose embarrassingly again and head on out there.
Well, the Browns and the Jets are playing today. So, folks, get out to support local, be local, buy local. Servers earn your tips. Tip those servers well if they've earned it. But be generous anyway.
And if you can't be generous, provolone.
Provolone.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I